Here's a thought I'll title, Enlargement Limits, which I confess probably has zero usefulness to you, but it's an interesting thought nonetheless, so what the heck, I'll share it here just in case it might amuse us. In my youth, when I was using film photography, one of the things that I was always critical about is that excessive enlargements softened the image because of the limits of the optics of the camera and also the fact that in the process of enlarging an image, we're passing it through a second lens. So there's the camera lens and the enlarger lens, and both of those degrade the image a little bit from its ideal, from human vision, if you will. In addition to that, of course, the bigger the enlargement you made, the more the grain became available. And I wanted smooth, grainless images. So I set out to do a little research. How big of an enlargement could I make from my, at the time, 2.25, 3.25 negatives? And what I discovered is there is a practical enlargement limit for gelatin silver film. And it doesn't make any difference what size film you're using, 6x6, 2.25, 3.25, 4x5, 8x10, doesn't make any difference. The enlargement ratio that you can get away with was the same, and that was 4x. So if you took a 4x5 piece of film and enlarged it four times, you would end up with a print that was 16 inches by 20 inches, that's a 4x enlargement, and they would look great. But if you tried to go to 5x enlargement, things would start to break down. You'd start to notice a little softness. You'd start to notice the grain a little more. And, of course, that really complicated if you used fast films like Tri-X or something that had an ASA of 400. So I always used the finest grain film and limited my enlargements to 4X. And then Agfa introduced a new film called APX 100. And I don't have any idea what they did with that film, but that film, in combination with the developers I was using, allowed me to break through the 4X barrier, and I could make a 5X print that was absolutely gorgeous, that was sharp, and that in particular had an invisible grain pattern, which is exactly what I wanted in my images. So instead of my images being limited to 9x13, which is a 4X enlargement, wowee, I could make bigger prints that looked just great to my satisfaction that were as large as 11.25x15.25. That was a huge advancement from 4X to 5X. Well, that's film, and obviously there's a lot of things in film that don't pertain here in the digital world. So just for grins the other day, I was doing some math. How big of an enlargement can we make? Well, the enlargement size is based in the film days on the size of the film as compared to the size of the print. That's where I got the 4X or 5X, simply by multiplying by 4 from 4x5 to 16x20, then that's what I see and it looks great. But what about in the digital world? How big can we make an image? Well, it's a matter of taking the physical dimensions of the sensor and comparing that to the size of print that you can make from that physical sensor. I'm not talking about megapixels. That's a different issue. I'm just talking about how big can you enlarge what the sensor captures and still have a good-looking image. So I did some math. I did some testing. Turns out that in digital photography, the number is not 4X or even 5X. It's 30x, maybe even 32x, which is a mind-boggling achievement. I would have never guessed it, and so I found myself speculating, why? What's so different in the analog world and the digital world that allows us to magnify the image so much and still have it appear gorgeous, without noise, without grain, with nice, sharp details? And I can only attribute this to two things that I'm not even sure about. So, like I say, this is maybe not useful information, but it's fun. And that is, I think digital lenses are much sharper than analog lenses. I've seen this referred to various places on YouTube and in the internet, and I think it's probably true that when you take the very best analog lenses and adapt them to use on a digital camera, you'll find they're not as good as today's computer-aided design, digital lenses that are manufactured to be so much sharper because they can, because the detail that's rendered by the sensors is so extreme. So that's number one. Number two is this business about the second lens. Because we're not passing the light through a second lens and compounding any errors of the first lens, we completely skip that by not using enlarging lenses. And that preserves a tremendous amount of enlargement capabilities because we're not boogering up our images by passing light through that second lens. At least that's my theory. What I'm still a little fuzzy about is how megapixels get into all of this. And I'm sure they do. I'm going to have to think about it much more carefully to really understand the implication of a higher megapixel camera and its relationship to the enlargement you can make. But I think there's less of a relationship than we've been led to believe. It's not the megapixels that necessarily allow you to make a bigger enlargement. At least that's my suspicion. I think it's the fact that you have a larger sensor that allows you to make a bigger enlargement. So if I'm using a Micro Four Thirds sensor and I'm enlarging 30 times in my print, and I compare that to a 30 times enlargement from a full frame camera, the full frame camera is going to be bigger simply because the sensor is, well, in terms of area, 4 times bigger than a Micro Four Thirds. So the enlargement factor rule still works. That is to say, a Micro Four Thirds sensor measured with millimeters enlarged to 30 times is going to look about the same as a full frame sensor enlarged to 30 times. It's just that the full frame sensor is obviously going to make a bigger print. I don't know if I'll spend any more time thinking about this, to be honest with you, because it doesn't really have a lot to do with creating artwork. But if it does, and I come up with any other ideas, or if any of you can shed any light on this rather arcane subject, let me know.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.